But could you tell me a little bit about what it was like when you were in the first grade? You remember in the first grade?
Oh, yeah, I do. I loved it. I moved around a lot when I was young. So I went to two different schools just in the first grade alone. But once we got situated, I really enjoyed, you know, the first grade. I you know, I had friends, and it was fun, and I was a kid, and life was easy, no problems, no money problems, no anything, you know.
Did you have to ride the school bus, or did you walk to school?
I walked to school. It was right up the street. It was on a hill, right, you know, like in walking distance from my house. I live in a suburb of Boston, and I lived in a city next to Boston called Everett. I lived there till I finished grammar school, and then we moved to where I am now in Lynn, which is near Boston. I'm like 20 minutes north of Boston. So I entered junior high when we moved here, and then, you know, finished high school, and then I did go to college for a little bit.
Okay. You remember last week, or it was just the other day, they had some gas explosions up
yes.
that way?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, okay, you know where that was? I mean, you familiar
yeah.
with that area?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
huh.
probably about less than a half hour away from where I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been up that way. It was years ago.
I actually, I used to go horseback riding all the time, and there was a place in North Andover where I used to ride. I rode there for years as a kid, and then I stopped for a few years, and then as an adult, I went back and rode for a few more years, and then I had a bad accident, like a somersault over his head and landed flat on my back. That was like from like 15, 18 feet up.
Do you still ride now?
No, I can't. I can't ride
okay.
anymore. I wish I could. I loved it. It was the greatest
uh-huh.
feeling. Have you
right.
ever done that, Rick?
Yes, yeah, been a while. Yeah, I've ridden. Yeah, uh-huh. been a long time, but I miss it, come to think of. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was great. And I even, you know, at one point, someone told me about a place down in Cape Cod where you could ride on the beach at sunset. So I went and I rode. It was the I'll take that with me to the grave. It was the best feeling.
Wow.
I never galloped
right.
so fast, you know, and it was just, it was so beautiful.
Right.
I had tears in my eyes and a smile on my face at the same time. So it was so great that I went back, because I was there for two nights. I went back the next day, and I was able to go again. And there was only like four people, counting myself, that, you know, that had gone out. So it was a small
right.
group,
uh-huh.
and it was fantastic. It really was great.
Wow.
I couldn't
right.
get anybody to go with me, so I went alone, but it was worth it.
Horseback riding on the beach in Cape Cod.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. At sunset. Oh, my God. it was like something you'd see in a brochure for Hawaii or something, you know? We didn't go in the water, but that would have been nice too, you know. We're just riding on the,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the water a little bit. But I was happy. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, I could die right now and I'd be happy. So,
where did you run into music in your life?
Well, that started when I was about, I'd say very young. I can't even give you an exact age. Maybe. 4 or 5. My parents, we used to go to a lot of the county fairs, and they used to have,
mm-hmm.
You know, people set up with the Hammond organs. I don't remember this, but my mother used to tell me that I would just be drawn to them like a magnet, and they couldn't get me away. And so my father
mm-hmm.
ended up buying a small organ, and we took lessons, me and my brother. That's where it, you know, it started. And then, you know, I,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a few years later, I'd say that maybe I was around 5.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started listening to country music because my father worked next door to a radio station, and they used to give him all the old demo albums, and they were country And I liked it. You know, I could listen to a little bit of it now, but not like I did then, you know. And then the blues, I think I liked gospel first, and then I got into the blues one day. I was listening to the radio in my car, and I heard this song. I don't know if I told you about it. It's called "The Sky Is Crying." Stevie Ray Vaughan does it, and also George Thorogood, which is the version I heard was George Thorogood. And I'm like, I was just in awe of the guitar, and it was a, you know, slide guitar and very, very bluesy. And I'm like, oh my God, I love this, you know.
Yeah.
So I found out, you know, this was before we had the internet and everything, but I found out, I called the radio station, I got the album, and I bought myself a harmonica, and I started practicing and playing along with the album.
You did.
Yeah, so that's how I you know, I learned, you know, I don't know all the tricks that you do, like bending notes and, you know, things
on,
like you know, but I mean, I'm fair, you know, like I would love to jam with you, but you know, maybe you could give me some pointers, but you know,
you scare me. Just the thought of anybody that can play "The Sky Is Crying" on a harmonica scares me. You got to be bad. I know you're fine.
I love it. I love it. I love, you know, I love listening when you play. You know, I love, I used to listen to Jay Giles Band a lot, and, you know, anything that had blues harp in it, I was like, yeah, I love that. Or
so just the harmonica.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the harmonica, and also the guitar with the slide, you know, when you put the over your finger.
Right.
I can't play, but I love the sound of that.
Elmo,
you know, the
James.
Real
song.
Yeah.
That's his song, and I think those other people redid it, but he was known as the father of slide guitar.
Oh, really?
Elmo.
Wow.
Did you hear much blues up that way in Boston, like on the radio or much?
I can't really find any blues stations, you know, but I have, you know, my CD player in my car and in my house, and I'll listen to it, you know, there, or I'll listen on YouTube, or, you know, I watch your videos,
I was just about to ask you that. Do you remember when you ran into the blues room, or ran into me the first few times?
It was, I think it was in February of this year, and I had come across you by accident, and I'm like, whoa. And I just watched for a little bit, and then, you know, I went on Periscope, like, maybe a few days later, and I must have went on at the same time, and there you were, and I said, I'm going to watch this guy, you know, and I, like, ever since then, I've been hooked, you know, and the more I watch you, the more I hooked I get, and especially when I see you perform, you know, like in Mississippi and Clarksdale, and you know, it's like I feel so honored that I know you, and not that we've met, but I feel that I know you, and I just feel like I'm really blessed, you know. I know this man, and he's, to me, he's a celebrity, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so
really
cool. Hey, have you ever told any of your friends anything about the blues room, or tried to?
I talk about you a lot, and you know, I try to get them to, you know, to go, you know, like a lot of my friends do like blues, and I'll send them like clips of you, you know, and I'll tell them, you know, go on YouTube, look up Alabama Blues Man, and you know, I promote you as much as I can. I'm trying to promote you, you know, and you know, I was actually talking to a friend of mine today that I hadn't talked to in a while, and I know she loves blues, and I said, you got to check this guy out. I said, he is fantastic, and I said, if you don't love him, then I'll never, ever tell you you have to check anybody out again. But I said, you know, check them out. So I got to send her the link anyway. And, you know, I was, yesterday I was watching your, the show you did on, was it Cherry Street?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In Arkansas recently.
Right.
And I just, oh my God, I love that. That, you know, that was a nice, you know, kind of a, you know, longish set, you know, more than 10 minutes. So
right.
It was, you know, watching you play and, you know, just watching you move with the rhythm and getting on your knees playing the harmonica. It was like, wow, he is something else. He's amazing. Yeah, that's, and we all, you know, we all love you, and we all kind of adopted you. Like, you're our Rick, you know?
Yeah.
When we watch you, yeah, that's our Rick, you know? And
So you've made some friends in that blues room, too, haven't you, Dom?
Yeah, I have quite a few nice people in there. You know, it's really nice, and it's you know, it's the other thing I tell my friends. I said, you know, the first 10 or 15 minutes, all we do is say hi to everybody back and forth, you know, and it's
right.
Like we're family, you know, we're friends we've never met, but everybody, you know, is familiar with each other, and, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, I love that.
Yeah, well,
I love that.
A lot of them are going to be listening to this talk right here.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we'll find some of it we can use, you know.
Sure.
But
sure.
If it was something you could say to them or tell them, what would you tell them, Dawg?
I tell them never stop listening to the blues. You know, if you're not a patron already, to become one, because it's, you know, it's not a lot of money, and it, you know, it's definitely helps bring your music to us, which we love. I mean, you know, you do a lot for us. You pay for all that postage and do the raffles and, you know, use your time and your equipment. And I know it's very
amazing.
Involved. It's, you know, it's not just, you know, like a few minutes here or there. It's, you know, it takes you time to do what you do. And I appreciate it. And I think the others do, too. But I think more people
amazing,
get involved. Yeah, they have to get involved,
yeah,
as patrons. Like you said, even if it's a buck or $3, you know, just anything you can spare, just do it. Just,
yeah, amazing.
You know, don't go to Starbucks for a month or something. You know. Just,
yeah.
You know.
What's really amazing is you've been real magical to have in the blues room. I mean, it's a treat to know that you're in there. You know, and when you're not there, everybody wonder where you are.
Oh, that's really nice. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing to have you there. Yeah, we love it. Love you. And every night you say, I love you. Boy, that is so meaningful. It means so much.
Oh, I know. And when you respond, it makes me feel so good. You know, I love you too, Dawn. It's like, you know, because I don't want you to think it's just empty words that I throw out every night. You know, I mean it. Just like, you know, I say, good night, blues family. You know, before I write to you, I say good night to my blues family. And, you know, I mean, you know, everybody's really awesome. You know, this, you always get a few idiots here and there, but usually they just come in and they're just curious, and they don't come back, or, you know. I haven't had to block anybody. The only people I block is when I see the bots. You know, I do block them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works on your end, if I block them. Mm-hmm. I know that every night after I watch your broadcast, I always have, like, mm-hmm, anywhere from 3 to 6 people that are following, mm-hmm, me, and it's always these bots, you know. sex bots. Women, you know. Hey, guy, come watch me, you know. It's like, no, thank you.
you go, girl.
Yeah. You know, but I do, and I know that I could tap in a lot more hearts if I didn't spend, you know, so much time chatting with people. But, you know, that's part of the fun, is to, you know, to be chatting, you know, and
oh,
saying hi to the people.
Absolutely.
You know, I love it.
Absolutely.
You know, you know, Crystal and Jarhead's daughter and Cap's lady. You know, they've all been great. You know, they've all been really wonderful people. And you know, I mean, I can't name everybody, but you know, they're all great.
Absolutely.
I love being there. You know, I think I've missed twice since February. I love most kinds of music, but you know, other types more than others. Like definitely the blues. I like.
Do you think one day you'll get to play some for us, Dawn, where we can hear you?
Well, you know, I was thinking about, you know, how you were doing the broadcast without the video. You know,
you
did a couple of those, and I'm like, I hope he's not going to be doing that, you know, at night, because, you know, part of the fun is watching him.
Right.
But I thought, you know, if I could do it that way, you know, maybe, because, you know, playing the harmonica is, you know, like I've played in front of people, but it's hard because it's your mouth and you get nervous and it's, you know.
Oh.
It's just, you know, I suppose if I did it a few times, then maybe I could, you know, scope myself doing it, you know, visually.
That would be a real treat. If we just ever heard you play one note, I know we'd just be thrilled by it.
Well, how do you do the, you know, do it so there's no visual, you know, like the way you have been doing those little clips?
It's a feature. It's a new feature they started a couple of weeks ago on Periscope called Audio Only.
Oh, okay.
It's only for, it's on iPhones only right now.
All right.
You got an iPhone or an Android phone?
I got an Android phone.
Okay, well, that's why it's not there, but you know, they ain't rolled it out yet for Android. But it's right beside the broadcast button where it says Go Live. It's right above it, and you see a little microphone. And you just tap that little microphone, and that'll be audio only. That's it.
All right. I'll see if I'll check that out. Yeah, I'd love to play, let you hear, you know, hear me and tell me what you think, and, you know.
Yeah, I can hear it already, Dawn. Yeah, I can hear it already.
I have, like, one or... I'm sorry, Rick?
No, go ahead with what you said. Go ahead.
I have, like, one or two songs that I made up. You know, there's no lyrics or name of the song, you know. I just... something that I made up a few years back and that I play...
Right.
On the harmonica, but you
know,
we'd
like to hear some of all that.
Okay,
one day we'll catch you in a good mood and get you to play some for us one day. We'll do it.
Absolutely, I promise you.
The Blues Room Gone Deep with Dawn.
All right, sounds good.